Blog Talk Radio.
We thank you, God, through Jesus, your Son, who loved us so much, he laid down his life for us. We love you, Lord. Thank you, and we love Jesus. We love the Holy Ghost. Thank you so much. And our request is that we may know you, Lord, and the power of your resurrection and in the fellowship of your suffering. We just thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And we rejoice in you always. And again, Lord, we rejoice. Thank you for the blessings of the Holy Spirit. Oh, God, how you have blessed us and helped us and brought us and taught us. What we have, you gave to us, and what we know, you taught us. We're just so grateful. We ask for forgiveness for every sin, sin of omission and sin of commission. Oh, God, thank you, because whatsoever things are true, and whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, and whatsoever things are just, there be any virtue in it, any praise, whatsoever things are lovely, we want to think on these things and give you the glory and all the honor and everything. That's good, Lord. We just know it comes from you. We're not going to be weary in well-doing, but we know that in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And God, we're going to do like you told me to tell the church on Sunday. Stop saying I'm tired. You said it. Stop saying I'm tired, because it opens up the door for the enemy to try to make people quit, for the enemy to try to make people throw in the towel. My mother didn't even leave this earth until she started saying I'm tired. And you said stop. You said to tell the people to stop saying I'm tired. And God, we are just refreshed in you. We want to do more for you. We want to be there for you like you've been there for us. And we're so grateful for what you've done and for what you are going to do, what you're doing right now. And we just bless you. Yeah, your word says bless you at all times. Your praise shall continually be in our mouth. So continue to bless you. We continue to give you the glory and all of the praise and all of the adoration. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We want to thank you for how you've given us great health and great strength, for how you woke us up this morning and started us on our way. God, thank you for lifting burdens and lightening the loads. Thank you for your grace and for your mercy. God, thank you for being with us every step of the way. And we just praise you and give you glory. Let this be a bumper day, Lord, for people to come together and give you praise, and a bumper day for them to have more faith to believe you. We read the other day that if we have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, we could speak to mountains, and mountains would move. Oh, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, we surrender the prayer line over to you. Nobody can do what you do. Nobody can heal like you can heal and like you have healed. Oh, God, nobody bless like you can bless. We just thank you. We just want to praise you today and give you glory. We ask that you remember those who are less fortunate in foreign countries everywhere, and remember those who are less fortunate in America. Oh, God, we've got some foreign country fields in America as far as poverty and as far as people being pushed down. remember those in prison and help them, Lord. And we thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray and give you the glory. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen and amen, amen. Thank God. All of you, God bless you. And this is a great day. And we thank God for what he's doing already. When you put your feet down to get out of bed, my God, somebody should have remembered to say thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. When you woke up and found your heart beating, somebody should have remembered to say thank you, Lord. When you open your eyes and you could see, somebody should remember, should have remembered to say thank you. If you hear me right now, somebody ought to want to say thank you. Mm. God has been so good to you. Let me say this to you. We as a people, we need to stop taking God for granted. Amen. We put our feet down and walk and don't even think about that it's the big toes that are really helping us to balance when we walk. Those are the toes too. So God's been mighty, mighty, mighty good to all of us. We ought to remember to say thank you. Amen. If y'all awake this morning, I want y'all to wake up. Amen. Let's get ready to go into our praise time. And let's get ready to give God what he rightfully deserves. That's the glory, all the honor, all the praise. Amen. Y'all awake this morning, all y'all?
Good morning, Chief.
Good morning to y'all. Good morning to everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Let's try that. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Y'all.
Good morning.
And let's open up and speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Lord.
Wonder, do y'all have a praise for him this morning? Yes, amen. Are you grateful? Amen.
Yes.
Are you grateful? Amen. Let's wake up and give God praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, glory to you.
Hallelujah,
God.
Glory to your name, God.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Praise
you.
Let's pray
you
in about 2 or 3 minutes. Come
thank
on.
You, thank you, Lord.
Praise your name,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
Glory
hallelujah.
You.
Oh, bless your holy
thank
name, God.
Thank you, Lord. Let me see if we can open up, open up our wisdom seminar this morning. Some time ago, the Lord gave that to me, and it's basically it's basically a time when people, the Lord, let us hear your wisdom on certain scriptures. It helps people, and many people who are listening, and this is their only church. It certainly helps us. Thank God every time. I want us to go this morning. Let me speak. Let's go to Romans 8:31-34. Again, Romans 8:31-34. If you got your Bibles, turn them with me this morning. Just help us with your wisdom on that. Amen. Thank God. Romans 8:31-34. It says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God, God's elect? It is God that justifieth." And then 34 says, "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Amen. I want to open that up on the wisdom seminar this morning, and I want you to expound on that. Just tell us what that means to you. I know the scripture means something to you. God be for it. Who can be against us? Okay? All right. Now, if your phone is muted, amen, it's because you haven't obeyed what we're asking you to do, and that is not to make noise by the phone. And you don't realize that what you're doing is making a lot of noise over the airways everywhere. So that's why we need for you, if you would, stop doing those things. Many of you haven't learned yet, so we're having to mute it because you're making a lot of noise on the line worldwide. God bless you. But let's go back to this scripture here. If God be for us, oh my God, who can be against us? Yeah. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall we, he not with him also freely give us all things, if God be for us? Yeah. He was willing not to spare his own son. And he's going to give us the things we ask for if we live for him. Because if he's for us, who in the world can be against us? The line is open to you. Amen. Who will expound on that this morning? Romans 8:31. Amen. Go on down if you can. But certainly you can talk about, if God be for us, who can be against us? All right? The line is open to you. Who can say a word about that this morning? Thank God for you. Amen. Thanks to God all over. Amen. We got some very wise and smart saints on this line. So I'm opening this up to you. Say something about it. If God before you, who can be against you? He's more than the world against you. Amen. So the line is open. Anyone? Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Romans 8:31 is where we are. Romans 8:31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? What about all the time you've been in the hospital? Amen. And looked like the enemy was trying to take you out. What about all the times you knew that if God be for you, who could be against you? How could he do that when you had your faith in the Lord? And what about all the times on your job? If God be for you, who can be against you? What about all the times in life, period? Some of y'all can talk about that. Amen. The line is open.
This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas. Good morning, Chief Ambassador, and to everyone on the line. I'm thinking so much why it's important to know who God is. But first of all, we find out that God is God, and he's a God above any other small G-O-D, but he is the big G-O-D.
Yes.
And he's God because we find out, when you find out who he is, you know that he's full of power. Mm-hmm. And then just knowing all about him is the start that we find out who God is. And then when we know who he is, know what he's capable of, we can say to ourselves, but he is for me, which is what this scripture is saying to us. If God is for us, and God is for his people, who can be against us? Nobody else can stand against our Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
But he's God over everything, heaven and earth. And just realizing to me is just knowing from the beginning who he is. And that means spending some time with him to find out who it is. Experiencing the goodness of him. Realizing that nothing that we go through, for the word of God said every good and perfect gifts come from above. So when all these good things happen, we got to know it came from God. He is the one, the author and the finisher of our faith. So all of this learning who God is what we need to do first. That's why we stay in the word of God. That's why we hear the word of God. We go and we receive and get our faith stirred up. So then when things come against us, we realize that it has no way of taking over us because God is for us, which he is. Who can be against us? When we belong to him, realizing that we're his, then we can make it. So the scripture said, I can do all things through strengthens us. When the enemy comes in like a flood, there's a spirit of the Lord that lifts up the standard against him. And that means that God is the one that makes the difference in our life. Oh, I don't know how people that don't have him survive, which I find out that's really why they don't survive. So it means so much to have the Lord on our side and realizing that he is for us. He's in our corner. And I praise him for that. Thank you.
My. Thank you so much, Mother. Amen. Rich word. Thank God for you. Amen. I still have the line open to you. If you can say a word there. Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Smith. God bless you, Chief. And everyone that's on the line, I'm just going to share a testimony regarding the scripture text that you just has given. And always say this, if God be for me, in which I know he is, I paraphrase this for me. Who is stupid and crazy enough to come against me? Glory to God. Because I have the man I need to be for me and the walking spirit of God that's with me. Who is it? Who want to come against me when he's for me? I love him so much that he loves me back. Glory to God. And that's my personal testimony with that. Because when I experience opposition from people every day, everything that I do it for the glory of God. When I testify with nobody don't say amen. If it's not appreciated, God loves it. Hallelujah. Every time I say thank you, he know I'm pulling on him. Every time I say, God, you are worthy and there's no one like you, he loves to hear it. So every time I do something, I'm rejected, overlooked, things overturned, it doesn't move me. I don't deal with other people's insufficiency or inadequacies. They're defeat, and people will treat you that way. And if you allow it to filter your spirit, you will take down, break down, and look down. But I keep looking to Jesus, who is the author and finish of my faith. If God be for me, who can be against me? The devil might come against me with his targets, his darts, but you know, the Bible says that vengeance is the Lord, and he will repay. That's why I know in my personal life, I don't try to get at people. I don't throw hexes at people. I don't try to say negative things to people. I don't try to manipulate them to do what I want them to do. Vengeance is the Lord, and we mess stuff up. Every day, I just want to delight myself in the Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I keep my mind on him. Amen. And then Bible lets me know, and I'm just trying to share a testimony why that scripture is so important to me. Because when I look at the things of God, and when I look at the word of God, when I know that he is God, the same man who stepped out on nothing and created something just by the mere existence of his word and tells the moon and the stars to stand in the sky, when the children of Israel was trying to make it through the waters and God congealed the water in the air, who wouldn't serve a God like that? I'm telling you, the devil, all the Lord has to do is just say one word and his legions of angels will come down here. And God has put the angels on our side. I'm going to have to go. But I love the word of God. And I always look at this. And he says, I will let none of these things separate me from the love of God. Paul says it in Romans. I think it's in this same eighth chapter. I'll let nothing separate me love from the love of God, nor height, nor depth, nor principalities, nor things power, nor things present, nor things to come. So I'm just like this. God for me, who is stupid and crazy enough to come against me. Glory to God. God bless all of you today and have a wonderful day in the Lord because he designed it for you today. God bless you. Thank
you. God bless you. God bless you. So wonderful. And thank all of you. I want to still even open it up to you. If you can say a word on that, amen. We have had already two wonderful words. Amen, and it's open to you. Anybody else? Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can stand against us? What about worldwide? Also, broaden it a little bit here. What about worldwide? Our nation. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
The line is open to you.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfizer. Go ahead,
sister.
God bless you, Sister Sheila. Good morning to everyone, Chief Ambassador, and God bless everyone on here. This Ambassador Pfizer from Kentucky. Just want to say just briefly, looking at the scripture here and how God has designed it for us and letting us know to persevere in him. What shall we say then if God be for us? Now, the question says, who can be against us? And that is a question to the public, to the world, to the people, everywhere, not just to us, but just to everybody that are saints. This word here, this question here, Paul is asking to the church, to people, because the only thing Jesus said to the sinner man is repent. So most of this is written to the church. And we know that flesh come against us. Okay, we have a problem with our flesh. Flesh will tear you down, bring you down. It'll beat you down. Flesh will. When you're trying to serve God, this is the reason why sin is so thick. Murdering is on the rampage. This is why everything that's going wrong right now is going wrong, because flesh
comes against us, foe comes against us. We are more problems to ourselves than anything else. We are self-destructive. And if God doesn't save us before in time, we will have, there will be no more, because we are our own worst enemy. And we have to realize when God say pray, he means pray. When he means serve him with your whole heart, soul, body, mind, strength, he means do that. Praise God. But we take our strength sometimes and do other things. We take our mind sometimes and the mind gets trouble. We take our souls and do other things. We beat ourselves down. But flesh and hell comes against us. That's why the question was asked, because this has to do with a lot of suffering. And we know that no matter how the enemy come against us, we have to, if you don't have confidence in yourself, that's why it says, who is he that condemns us? We condemn ourselves because we know we have hidden sins, hidden secrets, hidden things that we don't want to take to God, things that we constantly do over and over, and then we say, God understands. That's why they threw that, had to throw that verse in there that says, love covers a multitude of sin. Why? Mm. Because God himself continues to forgive us over and over and over. But we know that within our flesh that we are not forgiving ourselves. But anything that is in the word of God is true and is always to the church. And even over in Mark, it says just have faith in God. But we throw away self, rebuke our flesh, and get that flesh under control to where we can serve God and we can do God's will, things begin to happen. Things begin to take place, take form. They begin to manifest in the supernatural, not just the natural. But we want to know that even with all the things that come against us, God is on our side once we repent. We have to repent, move forward, because we condemn ourselves, because we know ourselves, and we know what flesh is capable of doing. But we want to be in the word today and just know that we shall not be separated if you have faith in God. Don't let anything separate you from the love of God, not even your own flesh or your own self. Your own mind will play tricks on you and casting down that imagination. This is a scripture, because Satan is against you. He comes to buffet you. He comes to cause suffering. And we want to hold on to the casting on. We want to let God know in him we'll live and move and have our being. It is God that justifies us. So we don't want anything to separate us. Paul said every time he tried to do right, something wrong came up, and he ended up trying to do right, but he found himself falling into temptation. But we have to realize these are the things that we and binding. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Thank God for this subject today. Don't let anything separate you. When you see trouble come your way, lift your hands up high and say, hallelujah. Anyhow, God bless you, Chief Ambassador.
God bless you, and thank you so much for that. Oh, my God. We've had three wonderful, wonderful exegesis here, and we thank you for it. Someone else, amen.
913, Sheila Brown. Good morning, Chief Ambassador.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. I was just saying, Chief, I'm reading from the English Standard Version, and above my 31, it says, God's everlasting love. 31 says, what then we shall say to these things if God is for us, and who can be against us? And I thank the Lord for Dr. Pfeiffer. She just said everything that I wanted to say. Yes, God says this to us. All things work together for our good.
That's when we're humble. That's when we're walking in obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I've even been in a situation where I wasn't walking in obedience, and God is so rich in love and mercy and grace. He forgave me and let it work to my good anyway. But I'm saying that's not a way to practice things. I'm just saying for this, bottom line is, like the doctor just said, we have to crucify our flesh for these things to work for us always. And I'm sure that's what God is meaning. I don't know his thoughts, but I believe he's meaning when you're walking in obedience with him, then yes, all things are going to work together for your good. I don't care who or what the situation is, cancer, diabetes, liver damage, kidney transplants, heart fixing, man fixing, whatever it may be, we have his word of assurance that we're being obedient, then everything is going to work together for our good. I've seen it day after day. I've seen it so many times, even with arguments. If I choose not to entertain an argument, if I choose not to retaliate because someone said the wrong thing, God is going to work it to my good. He'll either have that person to come back and apologize to me, or even for my spirit man to grow, you know, to be able to take offenses, because that's going to happen. The word says that. But I just want to share a small testimony. I live in Argentine, Kansas, and we had a murder Monday night. Five people were shot right here where I live, right next door. And they made me, the Lord used them to make me the community president out here in Argentine. And it was three or four carloads of people, and the police wasn't on the scene. I initially called 911 when I heard the gunshot. When I did see the police pulling up on the scene, four or five carloads pulling up on the scene, that's when I began to walk up toward the murder scene, and I began to tell the police what I seen. But six or seven young women started coming against me real heavy and strong right there in front of the police because I was telling the truth, and I did point toward those girls. I said, that's the car right there that initially put up officers and got everything started. And they started coming against me, and I was getting ready to open my mouth and start saying, no, that was y'all, and y'all know it, and y'all did that. But God had me not to raise my hand. I'm sorry, not to even open my mouth and say one word. He had me to throw up my right arm. And when I said right arm, y'all, it was 30 or 40 police officers surrounded me, had me surrounded. Just God gave me favor. He just set it up. They just surrounded me. That worked to my good. That worked together because I was able to tell the policemen what happened. Like the chief said, all of those cops are not bad. We have some good, we have some bad, but we know the words is God set them all in authority. He set them there. But I'm just saying, with this, all things work together. God is not going to do this if we're out of order and living raggedy, nasty, and shabby, because I've been there on that side also and did nothing work for my good. He's talking about if we work in obedience and walk in obedience and be humble, everything is going to work together for our good. Because just like the doctor said, when she said, you don't got to do nothing but throw up your hand and say hallelujah anyhow. All I could see in the spirit, God had me to just throw up my arm, and all them officers came straight toward me, and the truth were told, and the bad people, cars were told, and they were gone away. And I thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you, Sister Sheila. God bless you so much. All right. Is there anybody else before we leave the wisdom? Someone, or I could take one more real quick one.
This is Sister Cobb in Texas, and thank you for this. This is a powerful wisdom seminar this morning, and you had asked the nation, And that's something, because Wednesday night when I went to Bible study, I'll make this short. When I went to Bible study on Wednesday night, they were discussing, when I walked in, they were discussing the kings that were ruler over the nations that were just doing things, going from one to the other, not doing things right. So they were bringing up today what we're dealing with, the nation, with this presidential election. And so I heard them, they were just saying, well, I can't believe how people are going along with this, and that this person just kept saying it over and over and couldn't quite get it. And so I said, he doesn't have Christ. That's the thing, that it's things going the way they are. This person does not have Christ. I haven't heard him say anything about God, anything about prayer. And that is telling us, if God be for us, who in the world can be against us? This person is not for us. And I just let them know, no matter what goes on, because they kept saying, if you go out and vote, and all that is in its place. But we as Christians should know in our heart that we are depending on Christ. And if this person do get elected, I told them, I said, I have enough faith, and God has been so good to me, and it showed itself to me over and over again. Man will let you down. He can go so far. But I just cannot believe in my heart that God created this world for us to live in. All the beautiful things that he has shown us, and he is not going to allow the enemy to tear it down. Of course, they may try, and that's what I told him. I don't even listen to the whole things that he's saying, because it's a demonic force coming out. And when you stand up for right, like even at one of the things, they said that they put one of the speakers out because they wouldn't endorse. We should not endorse the enemy. And you have to stand up for right. You have to say you love the Lord because he loved you. He gave all he had. He gave his son for me. And if I cannot stand up for what he's done for me, then I need to get on my knees and pray more. But I have to exercise that faith. I cannot get and say that I love the Lord, but when it comes time for me to stand up for him, I can't do it, but he stands up for me, baby. And God bless you. Have a blessed day.
God bless you. God bless you. Oh, my God, you all have blessed my heart this morning. I just, in light of what we, I saw a gentleman last night say that I alone can solve these things. I alone can do these things. I just kind of wonder, you know, my saying is the scripture, I can do all things through Christ, but I never say I alone can do these things. God bless all of y'all. God bless all of y'all. My trust is the Lord. Amen. If he doesn't do it, then I cannot do it. But if he be for me, I'm standing against anyone. If I'm not. God bless all of you. Amen. Anybody else want to say something before we close? I'm going to move.
Area 708, I just want to say that to me this scripture is so, that God is so awesome. He gave his only son, because he loves us so much. So if he is for, and he made the world and all that's in it, and if he is for us, who can be against us? I just thank and praise God for all I've heard.
Beautiful, Mother. That's Mother Digby. I recognize that voice, I believe. All right. Thank God for you. Anybody else, real briefly? All right.
This is Ambassador Lily Garnett. I thank God for the scripture given honor to you, Chief Ambassador. And I thank God, if God be for us, who can be against us? And I was just thinking, if the Lord is on our side, we don't have no time to fear. We can't fear man, what man can do for us, to us. And I was thinking about in the 54th chapter of Isaiah 54:17 said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. But we don't have to fear but what man can do, because God can do with God. We can do with God on our side. We don't have to fear but with what man can do for with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Garnett. Amen. I got to move here, and I want to just get some prayer before we get off here today. Many people have a need, amen, and we certainly want to get those prayer requests. If you're on the line today and you do have a prayer request, all you have to do is bring it before us. Amen. We'll take it to God. This is not a gossip line. We're not trying to get your information and try to talk about you. No, we just want to know how to pray for you, because we like to pray on target. Amen. Anyone on the line, can y'all, what about you, Sister Garnett? Can you get those praise reports for us?
Yes, sir, I will.
I'm sorry, prayer request for us. That's where I am now, prayer request.
Okay,
God bless you.
Thank God. The line is open for if anyone have a prayer request that you like to.
Think about seven. If we can.
Seven. Okay. Thank you. Who'll be the first one?
913, Sheila Brown in Kansas City, Kansas. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Monday, this coming Monday, in the Argentine community, several churches has put together to do an outreach, evangelist outreach right here in the community. We counted at the workshop last night, it's 125 preachers, teachers, witnesses, people like me that God has been good to, going to different doors out here in the Argentine community. And I just want you all to please pray for that group that God decides to send out witnessing on Monday. Would you all please keep us covered under the blood of Jesus and let hearts be saved, minds be turned. Would you just pray for, put that down and just pray for the salvation and people's souls will be saved. We have lots of foreigners out here that's worshiping other gods, and not to discriminate. We have lots of colors out here, but that's the, you know, that's the majority of people that's out here. Just would you pray for that, please?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I need prayer. Pray for me, and then also pray for my son that's traveling this weekend. My state's traveling for them.
Thank you. Is anyone else?
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for my Aunt Elaine this morning. She was getting ready for dialysis, and she wasn't feeling well. I'm asking the saints to pray for her, and also pray for me. I have a doctor's appointment today that everything will be all right. God bless you.
God bless you. Anyone else?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning, and God continue to pray for me and my family. We need to continue to pray for all the police officers in different cities and states. My dad was a policeman for 30 years in San Angelo, Texas. He's gone to be with the Lord, but he was a very good man and a very good, he did well at his job. And I just want to thank y'all all, and y'all all have a blessed weekend and a blessed day. I love y'all all.
Thank you, Sister McKnight.
You're welcome.
All right, anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Carolyn in Georgia. I'm asking that you would continue to pray for the Hudson family, the Reeves family, for their healing, unity, and total deliverance.
Okay. Are there anyone else?
Sister Carbon.